Hepatitis-related liver disease is killing 1,000 Australians every year. And according to the experts, if more isn't done, our country faces a tidal wave of life-threatening liver disease. It's a pretty startling prediction, and it comes with the latest research into hepatitis in Australia, which will be released today at the Australasian Viral Hepatitis C Conference in Alice Springs. Helen Tyrrell is the CEO of Hepatitis Australia. She'll address the conference today. She joins us from Alice now. Helen, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Helen, a tidal wave of liver disease coming our way. What's gone wrong to give this kind of prediction?
Yeah, it really is very concerning. We have been seeing the tidal wave approaching for some time and have been making warnings about it. And we've been very good in Australia about making plans for how to deal with it. I think where we've really fallen down is in the investment, the level of investment that's been required to actually match the size and the significance of the problem. I think that is where it really has fallen down.
So it's the funding?
It's the commitment, it's the funding, and it's the ability to actually get the change happening on the ground. We know what we need to do. We have very good plans in place.
In fact, 2 years ago at a conference in Auckland, targets were set about, so we do know what we need to do. We've got targets in place, but you're saying the action isn't happening to meet those targets?
That's exactly right. We warned 2 years ago that we would see an ever-increasing number of people becoming infected with hepatitis B and C and a rising number of deaths. And to our national shame, this year we will have in excess of 1,000 lives lost in Australia due to hepatitis-related liver disease.
Do you think do you think part of the reason for this inaction, because you contrasted the lack of action on hepatitis to the response in this country 20, 30 years ago to HIV/AIDS. Do you think part of the difference is, by and large, we don't regard hepatitis B and C as killers, as fatal, whereas everyone knew that if you got AIDS back then, you died? Is that the reason, do you think, for the inaction, as you describe it?
Certainly, you know, the catalyst for action in the HIV/AIDS epidemic was the rising number of deaths. And the peak of mortality back then was 738 Australians died. And that instigated a really rapid and a really effective HIV response that was a partnership between governments and the affected communities. And it led to a marked turnaround in morbidity and mortality. We've got the same situation now happening in viral hepatitis simply because we haven't addressed the issue earlier on. So we've now got a very similar rising death toll from viral hepatitis, and we need to achieve the same outcomes and really quickly for hepatitis B and C.
So how do we do that? How do we fight viral hepatitis? How do you get it? And therefore, what are the steps to people not getting? Is that the equation we need to be zeroing in on?
Yeah, in terms of prevention, hepatitis B can be prevented with a vaccine. So we need to pull the levers of what we know scientifically is going to work. We've got a vaccine for hepatitis B. We've got evidence-based harm reduction programs for hepatitis C. If we pull those levers and we invest in them and we get the vaccination out to people who need it and we ensure that people who are injecting drugs at this point in time are kept safe by having access to needle and syringe programs so that they don't get a life-threatening bloodborne virus. We need to ensure that some of the very specific populations within Australia that are at risk of hepatitis B but are currently undiagnosed. We only have 1 in 2 people with hepatitis B diagnosed in Australia at the moment and only 5% receiving treatment. These are mainly people who have come to Australia from countries where there's a very high prevalence of hepatitis B, the Asia Pacific nations, some nations in Africa. We know actually a lot about where these communities live, and we can really target very effective diagnosis programs and treatment programs to those areas, but we're not rolling the funding out. And, you know, Minister Dutton did announce some funding, new funding for specifically this project. It was announced initially in 2013. We've not seen any action on the ground as yet. So that's where we're really falling down. It's just getting the action on the ground. And in terms of treatment, you know, if someone has been infected with hepatitis B at birth, which is the most common cause of transmission worldwide, very common within remote Aboriginal communities, very common within people who have come to Australia from countries with high prevalence of hepatitis B. If we don't treat those people, they have a 1 in 4 chance of dying of hepatitis-related liver disease. We've got very effective hepatitis B treatments available. We can prevent that. In terms of hepatitis C treatment, it's even better. We can cure hepatitis C. Well, there's some blockbuster drugs coming through that are already available in other countries that we're not seeing available in Australia.
It's 18 to 19. Helen, just going to interrupt you because we're almost out of time, but just on two quick points on that, that we can cure it, but we're not. What is, if it's untreated, what is the time frame from contracting hep C to possibly contracting liver cancer if it's untreated?
It can vary. With some people, it can be very rapid. With others, it often can take 20 years or more.
Okay, and can I just ask you, just finally, you talked about blockbuster drugs that are available overseas that can cure it, and I know there are some treatments here that people are taking that can see the hep C disappear, but just briefly, there's news today of a new drug to treat hep C, which will be trialled in prisons in New South Wales, very high rates of hep C within our prisons. Can you tell us anything about this new drug?
Yes, this is a new drug called Sofosbuvir. It's actually been rejected by the regulatory authority in Australia. So Australians are going to have to wait a lot longer to have access to this drug than people in many other countries. And that's a significant concern.
Okay.
But it is good news that there will be a trial within prisons. And hopefully that trial will really demonstrate that you can actually turn around these epidemics. We've got a chance to make hepatitis C a rare disease within a generation or so. We really need to grab that opportunity.
Let's get on with it. Helen, thank you so much for joining us and good luck with your presentation today.
Thank you, Fran.
Helen Tyrrell is CEO of Hepatitis Australia, and she's addressing the Australasian Viral Hepatitis Conference with some new statistics and a new plea for action in Alice Springs later today.